left here in the third.
Yeah, Seth Bowles had an opportunity to break one free. The tackler there ended up being Brandon Wushlager. He ran over his own guy and tackled himself in the process. But, again, that Laker defense makes a big stop, getting the ball into the hands of their offense. 2 minutes and 20 to go in the third quarter.
Lakers coming out with two wide to the right, three men in the backfield, including Katie. Now they send Diaz Reyes wide to the right. Katie on the keeper himself, coming around the right end, and not much going there as a forward progress has him stopped at the 24-yard line, the original line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. Stopped by number 54, Jacob Robinson. And it's going to be no gain, second and 10.
And that power eye to the right side. They put Mauricio Diaz Reyes in motion to the near side, going left to right across the radio. And as soon as he gets to the 20-yard line, the number 20, he turned around, and they bluffed the screen pass. The Aggies did not bite on it at all, focusing all their attention on quarterback Dustin Cady, and rightfully so.
They send two wide to the left, and it's going to be a pitch to Diaz Reyes, who cuts right back in the middle, and he gets the original line of scrimmage. Almost took a little bit of a loose ball at the end of there, but he comes down on top of it at the 26-yard line. So they're going to give him a yard, and it's going to bring up third down, a long eight to go. There's a minute 20 left here in the third. Lakers at their own 26-yard line.
This is exactly what the Aggies want to do. They want to force three and out and force the punter of Lakers to try and set up field position, and hopefully the Aggies can have a short field. That's, again, what they're trying to do on defense here, set up the offense with short field, because they've struggled moving the ball down the full line of the field against this Laker defense.
Two wide to the right, pistol to the power pistol to the right. KD back to pass in the pocket. Hasram now rolls to his right, flushed out. Down the near sideline. Hits to Ian Snyder's hands at midfield. Ball's incomplete. Coverage by number 30, Alex Matthews for Beale City. And it brings up a fourth and eight from the 26th of Lakers.
And a little bit overthrown. Ian Snyder, a big target. He got some hands on it, but he's worried about his feet dragging those toes inbounds and couldn't quite do both. And the ball falls incomplete. Not only is it fourth and 10, but the clock stops. 42 seconds in the third quarter left.
So Terrence Dews ready to kick this one away. He stands at his own 13-yard line. Beale City, they stand at their 37 awaiting this punt. Beale City nearly goes off sides there. Gets the punt away, nearly blocked. It's a decent-looking punt. Bounces at the 48-yard line in the hands of Luke Farrell. But Lakers special teams all over that one. Number 7.
Seth Bowles,
the sophomore, comes in and stops him right at midfield at the 50. So a decent punt there from Terrence Dubes. And Beale City with a 50-yard field in front of him with 34.4 seconds left in the third quarter.
Objective completed, though, for the Aggie defenses. Now they get the ball, a great field position right in the heart of the field at 50-yard line, and looking to try and take the lead back now from the Lakers.
34 seconds left here in the third. Beale City at midfield. Receiver wide each way, two men in the backfield. Gross under center. There's a handoff to number 30, a little bit of a spin move. He's down to the 35 and finally brought down at the 30. Alex Matthews with the big 20-yard run, and the Lakers secondary has to bring him down. And it's going to be first and 10 for Beale City as he was stopped by Dustin Cady in a last-ditch effort.
Absolutely. He's the last man standing back there and does a nice job making the tackle. But again, that spin move, like you mentioned, Clark, by the quarterback is for him to try to get outside the tackle box a little bit to get that handoff quickly to number 30, Alex Matthews, and this time finds a little breathing room and turns it upfield quickly for 20 yards.
Same formation, another spin move here. This one's into the same play. Exactly. And there's going to be no gain on that play into the hands of number 30, Alex Matthews, and we have reached the end of the third quarter, tackled by Quinn Smith. Now on to the fourth quarter, Lakers hanging on to a one-point lead, 14-13 over the Beale City Aggies on the WLEW's network.
When it comes to farm or commercial grain handling equipment, DS Services, the little company in Cass City, is a giant in the industry. They design, sell, install, and service farm and commercial grain bins and dryers, material handling equipment, special purpose elevator setups, and more. with more than 22 grain equipment brands on their supply list and close to three decades of experience under their belt. DS Services has the resources to handle your grain handling and storage needs at highly competitive prices. For more information, call 989-872-3318, 989-872-3318, 872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com. DS Services, providing farm and commercial grain storage and handling solutions all over Michigan from the heart of Michigan's thumb. DS Services, 989-872-3318.
And on to the final act. The Lakers 14, Beale City 13. Beale City sits at Lakers 30-yard line. Left to right across your radio. White jerseys, white helmets, blue pants. Lakers green jerseys, black pants, green helmets, gray, silver face masks. 12 minutes are on the clock. Second down, 10 to go from the 30 of Lakers. Beale City with the ball. And it's a handoff quick down to the 25-yard line, and Gase brought down to the 23-yard line. That's number 17, Chase Rollins, brought down by Brandon Wischlager. And after a six-yard gain, third and four. 11:42 left here in the fourth. Beale City coming out to their quarterback, doing that spin move before he hands it off, and it's really throwing off the Laker front.
Well, if one thing it should do is give away which way he's going, because he's spinning left or right, trying to get it to that outside backer that's lined up, again, away from the quarterback, not behind him, off in each direction, and it should give away which way he's running. But
and Lakers,
they were ready that time.
They're ready this time as they get down to the 23-yard line. James Stork brings him down the defensive end for a gain of only 1 yard on that. And that was number 17, Chase Rollins, the intended ball carrier, we'll call it. And brings up a fourth down, three to go from the 23-yard line. First down marker is at the 20. Lakers trying to come up with another big stop.
Right, and nowhere to go against this front four and front five when Mauricio Diaz-Reyes steps up. And so does 57, Taylor Fall, playing a little bit of a weak side linebacker slash defensive end. Just depends on how many guys Beale City has up on the line.
And
there it is again.
The Lakers tried to throw pressure, and they actually went offside. And it is a five-yard penalty against number 55, Quentin Smith. And so it's going to be an automatic first down for Beale City.
No, it's happened. This is the third time it's happened now for Lakers, and the second time it's happened on fourth down, giving the Aggies a free first down. And now first and 10 from the 18-yard line. Looking to score here, the Aggies are.
First and 10 from the 18, 10:21 left here in the fourth. Lakers still leading 14-13 over Beale City. Aggies, though, with the ball. Pitch out to the left to number 17, Rollin. He goes to the far sideline, forced out of bounds at the 12-yard line by Wisner, the freshman. And it's going to be shy of the first down by about 4 yards, a 6 yard gain, second and four coming up.
Well, we've seen how quick Rollin is. It just shows you how fast the Lakers are defensively getting over to that sideline very quickly to push Rollin out of bounds before he can turn it upfield.
Second and four from the 12-yard line. Lakers are Beale City working off the left hash, left to right across your radio. Double wing with one man in the backfield. Gross is under center. Man in motion to the right, and it's a pitch out to the right as well. And Lakers trying to get to there. They're at the 10. He gets down to about the 9-yard line. You're actually going to mark him down inbounds right at the 10. That's number 22, Luke Farrell, stopped by Terrence Dubes on the near sideline. It's going to be a gain of two. Now brings up third and two from the 10-yard line.
Yeah, Wisner and Taylor Fall also not far away, but the same play just to this side of the field versus the other side, just flipping around. Six on the first carry, just two on this one, 4 yards on this one, excuse me. Third and two upcoming now. Again, this is that territory where We haven't seen them get first downs yet. They've basically been given them due to penalties. So let's see how the Lakers defense responds.
T formation.